This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it's a great day to be a soccer fan here in the tri-state. Some 80,000 fans jamming MetLife Stadium right now for the final match in the FIFA Club World Cup, Chelsea FC versus PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. It's just getting underway. Governor Murphy explains why the relatively early 3 p.m. game time makes sense for a match that's being watched worldwide.
I don't want to speak for FIFA, but Europe is a huge market for soccer, and they want that the games to be played in sort of a prime time evening slot, which would be 9 p.m. in Europe, 8 o'clock in the U.K. That's usually the driving reason for this.
Now, the governor also calling it a big day for New Jersey, whether you're a soccer fan or not. The event has turned New Jersey into a soccer mecca today, along with a lot of the tri-state.
No matter what you call it, soccer or football, true lovers of the game traveling from all over.
Live in Paris, visiting in New York.
I'm from Ecuador.
Peru.
Know exactly where to go to watch the FIFA Cup World Cup. Lounging on the lawn outside of Lawn Club Bar, Justin and Joseph say they're rooting for
PSG, obviously.
As well, PSG. I think they're overall have the better team.
Joseph says he wants
Gabriel Kelly to score.
Now on our side, North America is set to host the World Cup next year, and he can't wait.
I think it's going to bring the attention to football here, at least in America, like what it needs to be, like to show how football is like impacted here too.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at South Street Seaport.
Now, it isn't just the volume of traffic that's been an issue in and around MetLife Stadium today. There's extra security on hand for President Trump, who's due to be at the match as well. Stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, and we'll help you steer clear in traffic and transit on the ones. Police are looking into a shooting this morning on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Sources saying it started as a road rage incident. It happened overnight. A 31-year-old man on a two-wheel vehicle shot in the back, but he did manage to exit the expressway and call 911 from a gas station on Webster Avenue. He was rushed to St. Barnabas Hospital and is expected to be okay. We're told the shooter, though, has not been caught. Well, police on Long Island is telling of a knife-wielding man fatally shot by police this morning. They say that he was approaching a victim that he'd already stabbed and wounded, and they're crediting the quick actions of police for saving the victim's life. It happened this morning in Center Reach. Police getting a 911 call about 8:30 in the morning. Found a man with a large knife wound to his neck behind a strip mall on Middle Country Road. They say a man then wielding a long knife emerged from a wooded area near that strip mall, began yelling. He approached the victim and tried to attack him again, reportedly, and that's when the police opened fire. The stabbing victim now being treated at Stony Brook Hospital. Well, four men rescued early this morning after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. Suffolk police say they weren't wearing life jackets and had been hanging onto the boat for nearly an hour. It's not clear how the 20-foot powerboat overturned near Stratford Shoals, reportedly. A popular waiter at the Square Diner in Lower Manhattan is now in ICE detention. Luis Fernandez is a 50-year-old father of two from Long Island who came to the U.S. from Ecuador 35 years ago, and his is the latest story of someone being taken into custody during a routine appointment at an immigration office. Fernandez's co-worker tells CBS New York that his wife was trying to get him released.
His family has hired a lawyer, and they're trying the best to keep him in this country. His country, where his children live, where he's needed and loved.
A spokesperson for ICE says Fernandez entered the U.S. illegally and has two prior DWI convictions dating back more than a decade. A teenager suspected of trying to steal a bike in Queens is now dead, killed during the ensuing police chase, which ended in Nassau County. He was fleeing on an e-bike when he became the victim of a hit and run.
A string of unfortunate events after a teen tried stealing a bike at Knife Point. It happened just in front of the neighborhood pharmacy where Emmett works.
It is devastating, but he had a choice. That was his choice. It's unfortunate, but we gotta do better.
That choice, running from the police on an e-bike, costing him his life. The chase from Queens to Long Island coming to an end after he was hit by 28-year-old Rihanna Lee, who Nassau County police say is facing charges for leaving the scene of a fatal accident and aggravated unlicensed driving. Emmett says the neighborhood's getting worse, but it's still sad.
I mean, I wouldn't risk something like that. Just for a bike, you lost your life, you know.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Floral Park.
Well, the U.S. Attorney General was on Long Island today. Pam Bondi was there for the official opening of Nassau County's new police training village. During her remarks, she referred to the Big Beautiful Bill, President Trump's controversial tax cut and spending plan that cleared Congress this month.
We will back our police officers. The Big Beautiful Bill will eliminate taxing on overtime for law enforcement officers.
Now, that new deduction actually applies to all workers, not just police, making under $150,000 a year. It's phased out above that amount. Also, it ends after 2028. As for Nassau's new training facility, it's being called the first of its kind in the country. It gives officers and recruits reality-based training scenarios rather than just academic learning in the classroom.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.